Okay, let's unpack this. Today we're doing a deep dive into the really fascinating career of Ignacio Alvarez. He's a technology executive who's made a profound impact at the CTO level, mainly across automotive and AI. Our mission today, basically, to pull out the key insights from his journey so you can quickly grasp the sheer scope of what he's done and, how.
Yeah, what's fascinating here is his profile really paints this picture of someone who just seamlessly connects cutting-edge research with actual market-leading products. We're talking over 15 years here, so it's a track record not just of like cool ideas, but real-world impact and C-suite influence.
Exactly. And the impact, it's massive scale, right? We see things like an average 30% year-over-year R&D ROI. He led global R&D organizations, over 100 engineers, and launched platforms used by more than 1 million people. But like, what was the thinking behind achieving that?
Well, if you delve into his professional experience, you see this philosophy like right from the beginning.
Yeah.
His early roles, say, with BMW Technology Office USA and Clemson University, he wasn't just doing theory. Not at all. He was actually developing foundational prototypes, things for commercial systems that, well, we kind of take for granted now.
Oh, like what?
We're talking about the first proofs of concept for, location-based services, voice-activated navigation, even things like augmented reality user manuals. So he was basically helping lay the groundwork for whole product roadmaps years ahead of time.
Wow. Okay, so a real pioneer then. How did that early work, the prototyping, how did that translate into managing, massive global scale, like his role later at BMW Group?
All right, that's where it really blows up, scales up.
Right.
At BMW Group, he was leading a 100-plus IT engineering division, and they were responsible for next-gen connected vehicle services. The challenge wasn't just building the tech right, it was scaling it globally, driving rapid expansion, especially into the Asia-Pacific region, overseeing data centers, and launching these in-car digital services that scale to over 1 million new users
Yeah.
just in the first year.
1 million users in year one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it shows a leader who could take those groundbreaking ideas and turn them into reliable mass-market infrastructure and handle all the international complexities, too.
That's a huge jump. Prototype to global deployment.
Hmm.
Okay. Then at Intel Labs, his impact seems even more strategic. As a senior research scientist, he directed development of this multimodal in-vehicle R&D platform, Skyline. What made multimodal so important, and how did he use that to get design wins with major automakers?
So multimodal here meant it integrated different inputs, voice, gestures, gaze, for a more natural feel. Moving beyond just pushing buttons, this was pretty key for future in-car interaction. And he secured those design wins, which basically means Intel's tech got picked to be core component in future cars for like over 10 global OEMs. He did it by showing how Skyline could unlock totally new user experiences, give them a competitive edge. This role also led to, what, over 50 granted patents? So clearly a strategy there to protect and leverage the IP for market advantage.
50 patents. Wow, that's serious IP. But then he moves into an executive technical advisor role, advising the C-suite. How does someone bridge that really deep technical research with high-level business strategy, enough to drive that 30% R&D ROI you mentioned?
Well, what's fascinating, I think, is his ability to connect the dots between the R&D spend and actual business value. He advised the C-suite on strategic tech investments, yeah, but not just based on is the tech cool. It was market potential, competitive advantage, that 30% ROI.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a random number. It likely came from a really rigorous portfolio optimization strategy. Focusing resources on projects with the highest chance of market adoption and generating IP. He was also key in M&A activities, doing crucial due diligence.
Due diligence. So, like, really checking out the tech and IP of companies they might buy.
Exactly. Making sure it strategically fit and added value for Intel.
Gotcha. So he wasn't just managing the tech development, he was optimizing the whole innovation pipeline. And he cultivated this culture of innovation across Intel Labs' 500-plus person global R&D org. What kind of leadership does that take to get that kind of cultural shift, unify research strategies across such a big, diverse team?
Yeah, this is where his leadership principles really come through. He steered Intel's autonomous driving R&D strategy, right? Aligning over 100 engineers across different regions. That probably involved setting clear, shared goals, fostering collaboration between different functions, empowering teams, but also giving that strategic direction. He also architected production-grade automated driving safety systems, And these actually reduced validation cycles by about 20%.
20% faster validation.
By implementing advanced simulation and continuous integration testing, this sped up compliance with new safety regulations significantly. It shows both, you know, technical depth and a real practical focus on efficiency and hitting those regulatory marks.
Okay, and his current role. Tenured research professor of human-centered intelligence systems at Technische Hochschule Ingolstadt. It really brings it full circle, doesn't it? Leading European research initiatives in AI and automotive. And he secured a massive, what, $3 million grant to develop a research program in human-centered intelligent vehicles. Why is human-centered so critical here? And what's the significance of a grant that big?
Well, human-centered means moving beyond just making technology work. It's about making it intuitive, safe, and something that truly helps humans in the car. How AI and automated systems interact smoothly, seamlessly with the driver and passengers, that's the core. And a $3 million running grant, that signals huge institutional trust. And it shows how important this research is seen for shaping the next generation of mobility. It's not just about autonomy, but that crucial human-machine interface. His whole journey really exemplifies how deep technical insight plus strategic business sense, and that relentless focus on innovation, how it can shape an entire industry.
So what does this all mean for you, listening? Ignacio Alvarez's career really illustrates how a visionary leader can translate that cutting-edge research into real market-leading products and how they shape the future of mobility, of intelligent systems.
Yeah, if we look at the bigger picture, his journey, right? Mm-hmm. From pioneering those early prototypes location services, AR manuals, all the way to advising Intel's C-suite on M&A, driving innovation across a 500-plus person global R&D team. It just exemplifies a leader who gets both the tiny, nuanced tech details and the critical big-picture strategy. And let's not forget those 150-plus patents. They aren't just numbers. They represent real shifts in how we interact with technology.
Which raises an important question for you to think about. As tech executives like Ignacio Alvarez keep pushing the boundaries of AI and these human-centered systems in vehicles, how might our everyday interaction with cars fundamentally change in the next, say, decade? And what kind of unique challenges and maybe opportunities might that present for both the industry and, well, society?
Definitely something to mull over.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.